Even though he's been in the race for weeks, former St. Petersburg City Council member Bill Foster officially announced today that he's running for mayor.
I'm honored and privileged to announce my candidacy to become the next mayor of the city of St. Petersburg.
Foster made his announcement on Monday at noon in downtown St. Pete's Pioneer Park, following a prayer by Clarissa Hersey James of Breaking Free by Faith Outreach Ministries. Foster calls his platform the Foster Formula, which consists of four key points he says will focus on the needs of city residents rather than wants.
We have to control spending with an eye towards tax reductions. It involves public safety. It involves neighborhood and business development through customer service. And fourth and foremost, it involves sunshine, transparency, and openness of government from City Hall.
Foster says there are significant challenges facing St. Petersburg that will shape his platform.
We have challenges with the national economy, housing markets, banking and finance collapses, education, health care, economic development, job loss, foreclosures, and those nasty budgets. And admittedly, the job may not be a whole lot of fun for a while, but you know what? This is St. Petersburg. This is our town, this is our time, and we're not going to sit back and wait for answers to come from Washington, D.C. or Tallahassee.
Because of those challenges, Foster says cuts must be made.
We begin by recognizing that our city government can no longer afford to be everything to everyone. At least for the next few years, we must refocus our efforts on doing what we do best, and that is providing the services which are essential to quality of life. And we must do it better than anyone else.
Foster says he will analyze the city's budget and ask, could we achieve similar success with less money? He suggests there would be a consolidation of services within the city and even with Pinellas County in order to reduce expenditures. Foster characterizes his budget as service level maintenance.
Because we have certain fixed costs, we have some contractual obligations, union contracts with collective bargaining, you have to start it. It's too cumbersome to start at zero. So you start at 60 to 70%, you build in those fixed costs, and then everything above that you scrutinize line by line by line.
Last week, the Tampa City Council debated whether local businesses should receive an advantage when submitting bids to do city work. Foster indicates that businesses from St. Petersburg should be favored for city work.
I want to promote local businesses through a modified procurement program in the city of St. Petersburg with an attitude of St. Petersburg first. We must take care of our own and keep as much money as we can in our local economy.
Education and public safety are two priorities Foster singled out as important to his candidacy.
I intend to use technology like we haven't used before, like the installation of security cameras in parks, in high traffic tourist areas, and in those areas of the town we call hot spots. And we will implement, and I will bring back, a new and improved community policing program focusing on relationships, intelligence gathering, education, and customer service.
More than 20% of St. Petersburg residents are African American, and there are two African Americans in the race, Minister Sharon Russ and business executive Devron Gibbons. According to the St. Petersburg Times, after an NAACP meeting earlier this winter, Foster, who is white, told State Representative Daryl Roussan that he would like to be the city's first black mayor.
It was in response to Representative Daryl Roussan as he was touting their opportunity to elect the first black mayor. So as we were walking out of the building, I said, Roussan, I know you were talking about me. And he said, yeah, if Clinton can do it, you can do it. It was lighthearted. It was a joke. And somehow it got out into the public. But since it was only between Roussan and I didn't do it. So it was... You know what? This has nothing to do with race, and this transcends race, transcends socioeconomics. We've got some interesting times ahead.
Other candidates vying to become St. Pete's next mayor include current city council member Jamie Bennett, former council member Kathleen Ford, businessman Scott Wagman, and retired builder Paul Congemi. WMNF asked Foster what he thinks of the crowded field.
Oh, they're dedicated people, and you know, they love the city. I love the city. We all love the city, and we all want to give back, but that's not why you run for mayor. You run for mayor because you have solutions and ideas, innovation and passion, and I share that with all of the people that helped me formulate the Foster Formula. It really is the people's plan.
You can learn more about Bill Foster's campaign at BillFosterForMayor.com. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.